Neil Harrington is with us, former mayor of Salem, candidate, and will be one of the two finalists for the May 16th general election in Salem, winning one of those spots in the Tuesday election this week. Former Mayor Harrington, welcome. Thanks for taking the time to join us.
Hi, Bill. Nice to talk to you.
Well, first up, some reaction to getting one of those top five spots, top two spots here, rather, for the to get into the general election.
Well, we were very gratified by last night's results. We've accomplished our goal of reaching the final, and now there will be an entirely new dynamic with only two candidates left in the field. So the race will be more focused on the differences between myself and my opponent. There will be a much larger turnout in the final, and of course the votes of the other candidates in the race who did not make it to the final will be up for grabs.
What do you credit your ability to get one of those top two spots? So what was it that did it for you?
I think our message resonated with the voters in Salem, which is that I am the most experienced candidate running, that I have had both municipal executive experience at a city level and at a town level, that I know Salem as well, if not better than anybody that was in the race this year, this spring, and that I am able to hit the ground running with no learning curve if I'm fortunate enough to be elected. I think that enough people felt confident based on my track record of success in Salisbury and in Salem that they gave me enough votes to make the final, for which I'm very grateful.
So what is ahead for the Harrington campaign in the next week or so leading up to that May 16 general election?
You'll see more visibility on my part. I've been somewhat limited because of my work obligations during the day, unlike my opponent, who quit his job so that he could campaign full-time. I've had to drive up to Salisbury every single day and work a full-time job managing a municipality with a $36 million budget. So I've been able to work in the mornings and the evenings and sometimes on weekends at campaigning, but now I will most likely be taking advantage of some vacation time and things like that in order to do more hands-on campaigning, more visible campaigning in Salem. And so I think this next phase will be different from what I was limited in my ability to do the last two or three months.
You know, I just got to do one question here. It seems to me I've followed these elections in the past, and it's not unusual for the candidate to come in number two in the primary to come out number one, in the general election. Those things have happened, I think, and I think they've happened in Salem, if I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong.
Well, I don't know off the top of my head about any specific instances in Salem where there was a field this large, where there were multiple candidates, where, you know, someone who was not in first after the primary won the race. But I do know that the person who came in first yesterday, Mr. Pangallo, only garnered 42% of the vote. There's a long way between 42% and 51% to win. And there are three other good candidates who ran. Their votes are up for grabs. And I certainly have and will reach out to those people and to their supporters in an attempt to, you know, convince them that I'm the candidate that they should support in the final. There's also the fact, as I mentioned earlier, that the turnout for the final election will be much higher than the primary. So there'll be a significantly higher number of people voting. And until we look at the actual results from yesterday when the clerk produces the final result of who actually voted, we won't be able to see, how much of our identified support came out versus people of different age groups and things of that nature. So it's going to take a little bit of analysis to determine where we need to focus our efforts, but we're very confident that we can put the right coalition of our supporters and supporters of the other candidates and new voters to ultimately come out on top.
Yeah, well, it sounds like it's going to be a very busy six-plus weeks or so. So, Neil Harrington, thanks so much for joining us. And again, congratulations on nabbing one of those top two spots to get into the general election in May. Thanks so much.
Yeah, you're very welcome.
Neil Harrington, candidate for mayor, City of Salem. I'm Bill Newell here on MSO, newsports.com.